welcome to the AA Meeting episode 63. As always, I am your host, Jamie Briggs, Editor-in-Chief, PlayStation Editor. Welcome. This is the weekly gaming podcast for analogaddiction.org, and on this we usually talk about what we've been playing, the biggest stories from the week, and anything else that might come about. Firstly, let's hop into what I've been playing. Now, my main asset that I have been playing over the last week has been Child of Light. I finished the game over the weekend. I have got every trophy in the game for PS4. Absolutely loved it. It is now my game of the year frontrunner by a long way, because I just can't think of any other experience that has really given me something so meaningful. Now, don't get me wrong, there's been some great games this year. I have been liking The Wolf Among Us, you got The Walking Dead, Danganronpa, Infamous, and all that stuff, and they've been great and all, but even Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, but there's nothing that's really just stood out and put its foot down, left a mark that has said this is the standard of gaming this year. But I really do love this game. I've written an extensive piece on Child of Light, which should be going up, I'm hoping, late this week or early tomorrow, depending when the review of the game from other PlayStation editor is done. I just can't recommend it enough. Like, it not only is it beautiful visually, it's beautiful, its audio is visual, it's beautiful, and that's including its music and its actual writing and dialogue. The actual story is beautiful. It's very much a childhood nostalgia trip for me, and I loved it. You know, it reminded me of Disney films, it reminded me of fairy tales as a kid, and not only does it succeed in all those aspects, it succeeds as a game. The combat, the exploration, the leveling up, it's constantly got you battling, it's constantly got you leveling up, and the battling system, even though it is fairly easy, is fairly in-depth for those that want to actually sink time in and really decimate foes. It's really good. I am recommending this strongly. Go pick it up. It's not too long of a game. I think I finished it probably in about 10 hours, if that, and the time just flew by, and I didn't want the game to finish. Alongside that, I played a little bit of Everybody's Golf last night on my Vita, and, you know, I assume Sony put it on their list to try and combat Mario Golf, which is coming out, but for what it was, did not enjoy it. Now, this is coming from someone who, as a kid, grew up on the Tiger Woods golfing games, and this Everybody's Golf is meant to be those, you know, that sort of game. It's golf, but fun, you know, over the top sort of style. But it did not have any sort of fun value. I went through four tournaments, and I didn't like the swing mechanic. I didn't like well, much about it, really. When you would put the shot, it would say nice shot, it was exactly where you placed it, and it would just either go in the sand or in the rough, and it's just like, for a fun over-the-top golfing game, four courses in, I'm not having any fun whatsoever. I won't be going back to that at all. I don't understand the appeal of it myself. But like I said, in the Tiger Woods games, you'd have precision to your shots, and I think that's one of the main things, is even if it is over the top, you want to have control of what you're doing, and if you're doing it apparently great, it should be going to where you actually established that it was going to go, which it wasn't doing, so I'm off that. Alongside that, I have actually dived into The Witcher. Now, I've been trying to get into this for maybe a good 8 months now, since the summer, I think it was Steam Summer Sale last year. I picked it up for like a dollar, finally into it. I think I put in a good 6 hours into it so far, and I can see why it is addictive. I'm quite liking the story. It's very early in though, so, you know, as you will, I'm not the best at PC controls, but I've been able to edit the controls a little bit to where it's more like a Diablo-style game, which is fine for me. I'm completely happy with that, because trying to get around the keyboard is a nuisance for me personally, just because that's not how I play. I'd rather put in a controller, but apparently this doesn't support controller, so I'm trying to catch up with this so I can play number two. set up for number 3. I'm happy the game got delayed because it gives me enough time to be able to get through this. So, I'm enjoying it so far. Combat, you know, it's fairly basic for what it is, but I've put it on easy because I don't think I can handle a PC game on a hardcore PC game on difficulty. So I'm sticking it through, but I'll keep you updated. That will probably be my week unless The Walking Dead comes out next week. So I will be playing that a fair bit. Now let's hop into the news. There's a small amount of news, but the news that is here fairly decent. Firstly, Valiant Hearts. Now, if you don't know what this is a game set during the First World War, and it surrounds certain characters that were actually around there at the time. Apparently, it's based on the actual letters that some people had found during the World War. So, Valiant Hearts The Great War will release June 25th. The release date was announced this morning. It's coming to PlayStation, Xbox, and PC. Now, what has me excited for this, not only does it look like it's going to be a meaningful game, but it is built on the UbiArt framework engine, which is exactly what Shard of Light was built on. And it's games like this that really could come out of nowhere and be something amazing. So, that's next month. Keep an eye out for that. Again, you know, I've got that on the tip of my excitement radar, so check that out. Over on the site, we have the first screenshots from Tales from the Borderlands, the Telltale Games episodic series. Now, I won't lie, you know, there's not too much to these screens, but I'm surprised at how far along the game is. I didn't expect it to be this far along. Like, it looks like they've already got an episode up and running by the looks of it, because it's got the choices that you'd be used to, but it's all Borderlands sort of themed, which is a nice touch. You know, they got the same font style and all that sort of things. And in these images, you see Zero, who was a playable character from Borderlands 2, and Shade, who was actually a non-playable character from Captain Scarlet and Her Pirate's Booty, the DLC, which I reviewed last year. It looks cool. You know, I don't know too much about it, but I think this is one of these games where if you like Borderlands, play it and then see from there. But it looks like it's going to be coming out a lot sooner than I expected. It's meant to be in summer. Will Walking Dead and Wolf Among Us be done by then? Who knows? But they could be doing a 3 structure of release one, next one, and going back around. So we'll see how that goes. A small indie game that I absolutely loved last year was Stealth Inc. That was released to Vita. I reviewed it very strongly. It was in the running from one of my games of the year last year. And, you know, the sequel has been announced, but it's apparently going to be a Wii U exclusive. The actual director, game director, Jonathan Biddle, spoke to IGN about his love for Nintendo and how he wanted to build Stealth Inc. 2 from the ground up for Wii U. When asked if it was going to be a Wii U exclusive forever, kind of dodged the question, so there's a chance this could be coming to other systems. But if not, it is a shame, because Stealth Inc. was really, really good. So if you haven't played that yet, go play it. I'm pretty sure it's coming to PS4 very, very soon, so go check that out. Now, the two biggest stories of this week. One, which was announced late last night, I stayed up to write this one. Nintendo will be releasing remastered versions of both Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire. Now, if you are around my age, around the 23 mark, you will have grown up with these games. You would have played these games non-stop. And I remember, you know, I played Ruby so many times, and I went and got the guide. I made sure I went and did every single thing in the game to get the most out of it. I remember putting in almost 200 hours of this, and don't get me wrong, it's great that, you know, we're getting a remake of it, and they're coming back remastered called Pokemon Omega Red, Omega Ruby, and Alpha Sapphire, but it does add to the list of, you know, all the games that they have already remade, when I probably would rather a new one, just, you know, going along the style of X and Y, you know, maybe a sequel to that, or Z. But who knows, it's remastered, we don't know much about it, except for the tentative packaging screenshot, box covers at release, And it looks like Mega Evolutions are going to play a part of it, because we have Groudon, and I can't quite remember what the blue legendary was called, but the red one it definitely looks different. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have actual Mega Evolutions in this, and maybe they will be doing it in the style of X and Y anyways, more 3D-like. We'll have to wait and see. We don't really know much aside from it coming out this November on 3DS. But, you know, I'm sort of excited for it. As much as, you know, I would prefer probably a newer one, I did love Ruby growing up, so I wouldn't be surprised if I end up picking this one up. Next, and lastly, actually, Call of Duty. The new one was announced. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. This is being created by the guys over at Sledgehammer Games. Kevin Spacey will be our villain, which, you know, he's an excellent actor, and if he's in it enough, it could definitely, you know, mean that there's actual good stuff going on with the campaign. We'll have to wait and see. But the first trailer, explosive to say the least. You know, like, let's quickly list what's in this: mech suits, big like titan-like armor, cloaking devices, infrared grenades, super-powered like mech suits that you can wear. These exoskeletons that can actually have you superpowers, like jumping high, super jumps. These little hover jets that look sort of like a cross between a pod and some of the vehicles that you ride in Halo. There's a lot in this. People are able to climb buildings with like these suction pad gloves. It's really crazy. There's a lot going on in here. It looks cool. I never got around to playing Ghost last year, which is the only Call of Duty I have missed, besides anything before the original Modern Warfare. But, you know, it looks cool. I hope it's good. I probably will get around to this, but, you know, we don't know anything about the multiplayer yet. We don't know much else aside from the 3-minute trailer. It's going to revolve around the paramilitary groups, the PMCs, and how these paid military organizations, what happens when these people decide to turn on America, on the world, and actually take over. So that would be cool. It sounds like a cool, interesting story. So I'm interested to see what else we hear about it before it is released later this year, November 4th. On that note, that's all the big stories from this week. I want to say thank you for joining me. And let's talk about what's on Analog Addiction at the moment. We have our Daylight review published. You can go check that one out. We gave it a high score, even though many other sites have put it down with their scores. So if you want to check that out, get a different opinion, go take a look at that. We also have our JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle review. I posted that up, gave it a 7.8. Decent fighter. If you're looking for fun, if you're a JoJo fan, this is for you. We will be having our Child of Light review, Demon Gaze review, Mario Golf review, all coming up very soon, alongside our Bound by Flame review, which will be going up alongside the embargo on May 9th. So expect that quite soon. And, you know, I can't say anything about it, but PC Editor has been playing that nonstop over the last week. So make sure to check that out when we release the review very, very soon. As always, you can follow us at Analog Addiction on Twitter, at Analog Addiction Video on YouTube. You can follow me personally at JamieAA on Twitter. And make sure to go like us over there on the Facebook, join our Facebook group, talk about games with the fans, with the readers. And also, I've been putting a lot of effort into our Analog Addiction Instagram. So if you have Instagram, search Analog Addiction, you'll find us, follow us. We will follow you back, and we will be interacting with you guys as much as possible. Thank you very much for joining me, and I hope to have your appearance at the next AA meeting.